Lá.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the October 9th, 2023 meeting of the University City Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll? Here. Thank you very much. Before you, you have the agenda of tonight's meeting. Are there any proposed changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I thought based on what has occurred over the past day or so, it would be appropriate to bring at least a few comments, not necessarily on behalf of my colleagues, as I think many people may have different beliefs, so I don't presume to place anyone in the same category. But I would like to say that the murder of innocents is never acceptable. The desecration of corpses is never acceptable. The taking of children as hostages is never acceptable. The celebration of murder, especially the murder of civilians, is never acceptable. To excuse or justify war crimes strips both victims and perpetrators of their humanity. So please don't. We pray for the millions of Israelis and Palestinians who are now squarely in harm's way because of yesterday's violence and everything that has led to those acts of violence. You have before you the minutes of the September 11th, 2023 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September 26th study session minutes of expanding outdoor dining. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. I will abstain from that vote. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the September 26th public meeting of the City Council. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to nominate Charlene Temple to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to nominate Nicole Baumgarten for to be on the Green Practices Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You will note that we had a number of swearings in of Susan Armstrong, Roger McFarland, and Jane Zini, two of commissions over the past couple of weeks. We'll now move to the citizen participation portion of the agenda. This is the time when citizens have a opportunity to speak to the council. To those folks, if you've just walked in, there are sign-up sheets over by the door. When you come to the microphone, please press the bottom button. Introduce yourself with name and address, and each person is limited to 5 minutes. If you're on a non-agenda item, then we'll have you speak at this time. If you're on an agenda item, we will call you up when that agenda item comes forward. Our first request to speak this evening is from Diana Maston. Sorry about that. Mine is, you're welcome. You got it? Okay.
Good evening. My name is Diana Maston. I live at 1318 Mount Olive. And I have some pictures that I want you all to look at. When we had the storm in July, this tree, big old tree, fell on these people's house. Anyway, they cut the tree down, but they left the stump and the dead roots. And that's when they did, if you look at the pictures, that don't look right. It's messed up. I mean, you all wouldn't want this to be in front of you all's house, but that's just a messed up job. And they didn't do it right. If they were gonna do it right, they should have put some dirt down, then put some sod down there instead of leaving it like that. And I had once before, like I say, I had talked to y'all about the vacant house at on Carlton. You all see where the wires are hanging down in the easement. And like I say, it's still hanging down. And now it's a new piece that's hanging down. And you all make us responsible for the easement to cut the weeds down. And like I say, whoever, you know, how this wire is hanging down, that's not right. And like say, the other place is where me and my neighbor are cutting down the grass and the vines from this one particular house, 1319 Carlton. And they don't care. We are cutting the vines down off their fence and it's growing down into the easement. So like I say, it's not fair. And like I say, it's not fair for them wires to be hanging down like that. But mostly it's not right for the way that they laid that stump and dirt back down. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next request to speak on a non-agenda item, I believe, is Frank Orlendorf.
We may have to move the speech. Let's move the microphone down.
Good evening. My name is Frank Orlendorf, 8128 Cornell Court. Got a couple subjects I'd like to talk to council about. First is neighborhood parks. I think the idea of putting Jack Buck Park, Jack Buck Field, and Millar Park is totally out of order. We have 19 neighborhood parks, and each one is totally under the control of the neighborhood. You don't change anything in a neighborhood park without having a general meeting of the neighbors, consulting with them and seeing what they want. Whether it's painting pickleball lines in Flynn Park, or putting a ball diamond like Jack Buckfield in Millar Park, You don't do that until you consult with the neighbors, their park. Each park has been designed over the years specifically for that neighborhood. Each one is different, and they're designed specifically to make it difficult for outsiders to get in. You don't see a lot of parking at any of our neighborhood parks. I don't want you in my neighborhood park, and I don't want to interfere in your neighborhood park. So the immediate action is to withdraw any of the council direction and approval for putting Jack Bark Field in Millar Park. That's got to be canceled, withdrawn. The plan for neighborhood parks, we do one at a time. The next one in line for renew is Raby Park. What you should be doing is getting together with the residents in the vicinity of Raby Park and seeing what they want. Their park is next. You all recall Lewis Park, the attention we gave there 3-4 years ago. It was Lewis Park's turn. The next park is Raby Park. That's where you should be going to make plans and apply for county funds to do whatever improvements. But the immediate action is to cancel any activity at Millar Park. The second subject, let me know when my time's up. I'd like you to think about playing the piano. Police in annex now. PAINO. Police in annex now. I think the proposed calendar for improvements is totally unacceptable. The city needs to concentrate on putting the police in the building next to us, the annex. Four-walled structure. We promised the police in 1980 that would be the new police station. We've been delayed from bringing that about by side issues, very important issues, like one-stop shop, like improving the Trinity building, all are important issues. We need to separate them out, pick out the police in the annex, build that now. Not in 2 years from now, not 6 months from now. Make the changes that are recommended by the consultant you just hired, moving one facility from the basement to the first floor, changing some aspects within the police annex. That engineering and architecture work could be done in 30 days. Put out to bid police in the annex now. All the other, the Trinity building, the one-stop shop, the city hall, the parking, those are all important. But don't delay the police in the annex now while you have the important discussions of these other issues. I'd urge you to cancel Jack Buck Field and devote all your attention to putting the police in the annex now. Later in the agenda, I'd like to speak, for example, on the specifics of the contract with the architect. I think that contract extension should be limited to design the police in the annex. The other $500,000 of architectural work you can do later. Pull out the police in the annex. Do it now on a fast track. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the other agenda item, by the way, Mr. Oldorf, is on a consent agenda, so there really won't be more speaking at that time. Do you want the you've already spoken on the, I think, the Trivers agreement, and it's on a consent agenda, so there won't be more, there won't be another opportunity to speak.
There's not an opportunity to speak.
Okay. Yeah, on the Trivers extension, I would urge you to extend the contract only to cover the police annex work. Only that. The rest of it, the rest of the work that you're thinking of awarding to Trivers, I think you should open that up for other firms to submit proposals, to separate out the police annex, get that done now. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes our citizen participation for this section of the agenda. Are there any council comments at this time? If not, we will have a public hearing scheduled this evening. The public hearing is for the liquor license for Colleen's Cookies at 7337 Forsyth Boulevard. I'll open the hearing at 6:47 p.m. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak on this agenda item?
No.
And by email, I believe you informed us that there were no written comments previously received by you on this or any other agenda item.
Correct.
With that being said, this hearing will be closed at 6:47 p.m. We'll now move forward to the consent agenda. You have items K1, 2, 3, and 4 on the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I had a couple quick questions about a couple of the items. The vehicle purchase, City Manager Rose, and I'm not a gearhead, and we're missing Council Member Hales in this moment, but it's my understanding that we have not bought this type of vehicle. It has a we are buying a different engine than what we have previously bought in the past. I got a couple of citizens emailing me about that. Can you talk a little bit about that? You can probably tell I'm a little bit out of my element, but I think you may understand where I'm going.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, this is a different vehicle, but I would ask Chief Hampton to come to the podium to respond. I believe that was an issue regarding the availability of the vehicle that we typically purchase, but I'll defer to Chief Hampton.
Good evening. Honorable Mayor, members of the council, Councilman Clay, the vehicles that we're coming across is vehicles that are available that are police rated. This is a police rated charger. We have plenty of other chargers that we have, but we have been trying to focus more on the SUV brand of the Fords, the Dodge, whatever American brands that we can do within a suitable range of our budget. These vehicles are the cheapest vehicles that we can locate specifically within our budget. So this is what we're focused on. They're still police rated and they're still for police use and they're available now. A lot of the vendors are trying to lock you in for a vehicle that may not materialize for another couple of years. And that's not something that we need right now for the community.
Okay. So it's really an availability issue is why we have.
It's strictly about the availability issue.
Okay. Mayor, I had a couple other questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Amp. That was my question about the vehicle. And I may have missed this. I'm moving to the Trivers and Navigate amendment. I may have missed this, but do we have within our contract a 30-day period or something that would allow us out of whatever we do this evening? Is there something, some language in the contract that would allow us to do something different should we get some new information?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, normally these agreements have an out clause, but what occurs is that we intend to have Navigate and Trivers start right away on the work that is needed to do the redesign for the annex. I think it's marginally for the Trinity building. It's primarily for the annex, and associated with that is the one-stop shop. So any work that they, conduct prior to us asking for to suspend that contract, we would be required to pay for.
Okay, and I asked this question because in the city manager's report, you had sent some previous documentation associated with the comparison of building new versus renovating the existing buildings that we have. I think there was some commitment, if I'm not mistaken, that the director of finance would provide some numbers in today's dollars. Am I remembering that correctly?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, in September of 2019, the mayor and council received a report from Trivers. And in that presentation, Trivers identified the cost, did a cost comparison renovation of the annex to building a new building. I don't believe that the cost that was associated with building a new building included the land cost that would be necessary at this time because of the belief we would be able to use the old Peace Sure Savers property that now is being developed. And so what we can do on staff is to provide you with a straight line, basically CPI adjustment for both the cost for the annex renovation, as well as the cost for the new building construction. But that will not change the separation, the cost that was in excess that would be needed for the new construction when compared to renovation, because both will be, let's just say, at a 3% CPI increase. So you're increasing both costs at 3%. So the difference really isn't going to change, but it will give you a sense of what the costs are in today's dollars.
Okay.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just wanted to state for the record that under the consent agenda, that I don't want my vote to reflect anything about the vehicle purchase or liquor license. I didn't ask to have those moved. And I have to stop by Colleen's Cookies to see why a liquor license is needed, but that's fine with me. I just want to state for the record again that my vote has no reflection on those first two items. Thank you.
Yes, sorry, Ms. Klein.
I have a question in terms of the Trivers contract. I'm just wondering, you know, based on this idea that the bid process won't start until March, is there any flexibility in that timeline, or is that pretty much the way it has to be? Kind of, this is how much time is needed.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Klein, we are accelerating this project as quickly as we can because we have an appreciation for what's occurring with interest rates. So we're trying to move it as quickly as we can. If there's an opportunity to advance it more quickly than what's included in the calendar, certainly that's our intention to do so. But at this point, I believe that we provided you with the time period based upon the amount of work that's going to be required for the redesign and still trying to advance it as quickly as possible.
Okay. And I just also have a brief comment in terms of the police station. I know that there's been some discussion of costs associated with building new and the renovation. And I just kind of want to share my perspective. I've talked about this before, but I don't think that we can compare those two prices without considering the cost of not renovating the buildings that have been protected by a strong vote of our population in 2016. So we have to consider the cost of renovating, the cost of building new, and then the price of not renovating these buildings that are protected from selling or use for other purposes. So in my view, because we had such a strong mandate from the people in our community that these buildings are really important, in my view, part of the cost of all of this is renovating these important buildings and utilizing them. We have a history of utilizing them for public uses, and this is continuing that historic use and also responding to the public's mandate that these buildings are important. Thank you.
Okay, we have before us the consent agenda items 1 through 4. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll move forward now to the city manager's report. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this item L1, asks that you consider a conditional use permit 23-05, a conditional use permit application to allow a daycare center in the IC Industrial Commercial District at 6523 Olive Boulevard. We have Dr. Wagner here that will present this item. Dr. Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, everybody, Honorable Mayor, Council Members, Mr. Mulligan. Yes, conditional use 23-05 is for a daycare center, and it is in the industrial commercial district. It was a daycare center up until about 6 months ago, and there's a daycare center right next to it. So Ms. Malika Johnson, who's here to answer questions, by the way, has applied for to continue the use of a daycare center. Pretty straightforward. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you. Dr. Wagner, just briefly, I just try to understand why it's already a daycare center. Why does it need to be?
Well, it was the use was discontinued. And okay, if it was in the general commercial district, it's a permitted use, but sure, only because it's in the industrial commercial. So,
okay, so you've answered my question. That correct. Was discontinued because yes. It still says a daycare center.
Yeah, and this is a different company, as it were. So.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuller.
Just a question. If it doesn't come under the conditional use permit, educate me. I find it interesting that we do background checks on people applying for a liquor license. Does a background check, no offense to Ms. Johnson, but do we do background checks on daycare center personnel, or is that covered under their state
I'd have
license?
My background has to be ready. He has to be ready in order to own it, be around kids or own daycare.
I understand that. Okay, my point is, is that registered with the city anywhere?
I don't believe it is, no.
Honorable Mayor.
It is with the state, though. I'm sorry, Mr. Rose.
Councilmember Fuller, yeah, that's a state requirement. And I would defer to Chief Hampton, but I think I am accurate in that statement.
Those are state requirements that are mandated, governed by entities of the state. And so that's something that they take precedence over. Nothing that we've ever been involved in local government, local jurisdiction.
But my question is, do we register? Do we have that information that certification has been registered with the state? Do we have some verification from the state that all personnel clarify that?
That is not something that the local police department is given, but that is what the follow-up and the oversight that you're referring to, that is still governed by the state entities that do register for that. So specifically, that is something on the follow-up end, whatever state agency that she's had to apply with. It's not just the business license of the aspect of it, but it's more of a, just like the St. Louis County Health Department, there's something more regulated strictly for the daycare centers throughout the state of Missouri.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Fuller, you may want to bring up the applicant and inquire with the applicant the information that is available that the city can have, especially as it relates to the background check that was conducted by the state.
Correct.
I'm actually thinking that Mr. Fuller's just wanting to know, is there a box that we check on the application that says that it's a licensed entity from the state of Missouri and a background check has occurred?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. No, she wouldn't get the occupancy permit without having all these things, without having the state certification in place. So because of that.
That's
so.
My answer. Good.
I think that got us to the dance.
Thank you.
Great.
It was a long dance. any other questions on this matter? I think we need a motion to approve, if I'm correct. Is there a motion to approve item number L1, the CUP? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion or additional questions? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
We have no unfinished business. We have no new business as far as resolutions. We have bill number 9528. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of bill number 9528?
Bill 9528, an ordinance authorizing the city of University City, Missouri, to participate in the Missouri Firefighters Critical Illness Trust and Pool.
Thank you very much. We have now before us bill number 9529. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Klein. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of bill number 9529?
Bill 9529, an ordinance amending section 205.020 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to additions, insertions, deletions, and amendments to the International Fire Code 2018 edition by adding provisions and premises identification for educational group buildings.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9530. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, thank you very much. May we have the first reading of bill number 9530?
Bill 9530. An ordinance amending sections 400.2130 and 400.1140 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to the minimum off-street parking and loading space requirements and minimum lot area requirements for existing elevator apartment buildings in the CC Core Commercial District.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward with council reports and business. Are there any reports from members of council on this agenda item? Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I'm going to address this to pretty much the city and all the council members. We lost a valuable city stormwater commissioner due to a cancer. And I just want to send a huge thank you out in the memory of Eric Stein, who was on the Stormwater Commission from the very beginning, from Councilman Carr through Councilman Cusick, and was handed to me. And he was the, as he liked to say, the technical brains behind our early water system. He lost his battle with cancer in September. And we had to scramble to get somebody that can do all the readings on all the equipment that we are currently monitoring, the flood water in conjunction with the fire department. And I think I just want to say through you and other council members, a big thank you for all of his service to his family and particularly his wife, Judy, and the other stormwater commissioners. He's going to be sorely missed.
Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Any other comments during this section? Hearing none, I don't believe we have any further requests to speak from citizens. So are there any additional council comments this evening? Ma'am, you're raising your hand. Do you? Ma'am, normally during citizen comments, the council does not reply back, but I believe that Dr. Wagner, who's in the back of the room, who spoke just a minute ago, will be the person who can probably get in touch with you. Thank you, but I believe if that's what you were saying, I believe Dr. Wagner will be the contact person for you, and he's, I think, coming over to you at this time. Any other comments from members of council? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential privileged communications between that governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Fuller.
Aye.
Councilman Smotherson. Councilman Clay.
Aye.
Councilman Klein.
Aye.
Councilman McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Clerk.
Aye. So we'll be now going into executive session. To our clerk this evening, thank you very much for stepping in on short notice. We appreciate it very much. Got to roll with the punches these days. To all the public, thank you for being with us this evening.